This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Elizabeth Trovall was talking at the top of the program about shelter inflation, the housing market and prices therein. Actual prices, though, aren't the only component of housing costs. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage right now, back over 7%, 7.09% last week, to be precise, which is not nothing. And related loan applications fell this week for the second week in a row. So we figured that makes today a pretty good time to hear from three of the real estate agents we have been talking to the past couple of years.
My name is Cynthia Cummins.
My name's Dave Westall.
My name is Mindy Palmer.
I'm owner and principal realtor at Kindred SF Homes in San Francisco.
Sierra Sotheby's International Realty in North Lake Tahoe.
Berkshire Hathaway Montana Properties in Missoula, Montana.
There was a point where selling real estate in San Francisco was almost like being in a, you know, one of those quiz game booths where money is cash is swirling around and you just have to grab it. It's not like that now. And there's something kind of nice about it because it's more relaxed. It's not so insane. The vacancy rate for commercial space downtown is, last time I checked, was around 40%, which is pretty high. And it feels, when you're on the streets of the financial district, it feels about 40% lighter with people walking around at lunchtime and, you know, on BART. It does feel a little too quiet.
I would say North Lake Tahoe has changed a little bit in that there's more people. I think in some aspects our town has become more vibrant, but there's also, you know, the downside to that is there's a little more traffic, there's a little more congestion. When you go to the supermarket, it's busier. During the pandemic, we saw a lot of people move into Tahoe because remote work was very achievable. But almost every buyer that bought into our market up here has been able to maintain some sort of remote work opportunity. And I think that's why we've remained at these elevated price points. Housing for our workforce is a crisis. So we're actually seeing a lot of employers up here purchase multifamily homes where they can house some of their employees to make sure that they can still operate their business. A lot of our sellers do get fed up and they've been here for 20 plus years and seen changes for the negative, and they decide to move to Montana or other mountain communities.
From when I moved here in 1988, when I moved here, Missoula was a little bit gritty and it was, you know, a leftover vestige of a mill town. And what we're seeing now is, I would say, more of a polished veneer. And I'm not sure how I feel about that, to be honest. People are still coming. But what we are seeing is a pushback from the buyers. They will give the seller their price. They may even give them a little above. But boy, when it comes down to home inspections and negotiating some of that money back, it's what I'm calling the uprising. The buyers have really had it tough the past few years. And frankly, they're not going to take it anymore. But anybody who tells you that they know what the real estate market is for sure doing, they really don't know what they're talking about.
There are a lot of factors at play, trends, opinions that are all running counter to each other.
Timing the market is incredibly difficult.
Check in with me at the end of the year. I'll let you know how spot on I was.
Cynthia Cummins in San Francisco, Dave Westall up in Tahoe, Mindy Palmer in Missoula, Montana. You can tell us your real estate story or your housing story or anything you like about how your economy is working for you. Marketplace.org is where you can do that.